The Burt Show.
Ladies, when the opportunity falls right into your lap, don't emasculate your man for one day. Stretch it out for an entire week. Okay? So there is a tradition, if you've ever had a Jeep Wrangler or a Ford Bronco, where you really feel free when you take the doors off of your Bronco or off of your Jeep Wrangler. It's kind of a rite of passage if you own one of those vehicles, right? So I tried doing this a while back when I got my Bronco initially. I thought, oh, man, this feels like Americana to me, man. You know, wind going through my hair, swirling all around you. For whatever reason, it's cool to be able to look inside my truck if you're driving next to me. It just feels free. So I tried this when I first got it a couple of years ago. And quite frankly, I either didn't have the tools for it or I just couldn't do it properly. And you guys know my history when it comes to anything that has to do with my hands. I didn't grow up in a family where my dad did anything. Not that I can remember anyway. Never taught me really. I mean, a screwdriver from a freaking hammer, I barely know, right? So I tried this a couple of years ago. It didn't work. And then I just put the thought out of my head. Ah, it's a stupid idea anyway. And then I was at Lifetime working out, and I saw a Bronco that had the doors off of it, and it looked real cool. It looked real cool. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going home today, and I'm going to do this. I am going to do it. So I'm like, first of all, I got to figure out what I did wrong. So I literally go to YouTube, and I say, how to take doors off of a 2021 Ford Bronco. It's about a 90-second video. There are tools that the Bronco manufacturer, Ford, gives you in your glove box I didn't even know existed. They've been sitting in my glove box this entire time. So initially when I first tried to take these off, I think I went to Lowe's or I went to Home Depot or whatever, and I tried to get whatever that hexy wrench thing is. And I tried to get it off myself. What?
I'm just imagining Bart listening to you say that hexy wrench thing.
I should have called him on over and said, dude, come on over, right?
You could have had it done in like 15 minutes.
So I couldn't get it off there with what I was using. But now I've got the Ford Bronco tools that have been sitting in my glove compartment. It is freedom time. So I'm like, I'm going to get this thing done in 10, 15 minutes. That's what they say. Well, actually, I doubled it. Because the video said, this should take you 10 to 20 minutes. And knowing me, I'm like, this is going to take an hour. But I'm here. I'm here. I'm going for it. So I take the tools out. And I start to try to unscrew the bolts. And I'm having the same luck. Even with the Bronco tool, I'm having the same problem that I had before. I can't get it done. Mm. I can't get it done.
Well, I mean, it makes sense that, you know, the doors are on for a reason, and they're going to be on pretty tight.
But they're supposed to be able to take them off without a problem. Like the dude said in the video, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes.
You have the guns to do it.
Right. I work out every day, right? Mm-hmm. I just couldn't get the angle right. And when I could get the angle right, I just couldn't get the bolt to come off at all. I figured, you know what? The door on the left side is just tighter than the one on the right side, so I'll go on over there and I'll try that one first, learn how to do it, and blah, 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 blah.
Surely that's it.
Surely that's it. So I take my Bronco tool on over to the right door, and I'm having the same problem, man. I put that thing on there, and I can't move it at all, man. I'm struggle bus. So I'm pretty much giving up on the idea because I'm working on it now for about 45 minutes, and it has not budged. At the same time, my girlfriend Amanda pulls up in her car and sees me struggling. I got my shirt. I'm hot. I got my shirt. I'm sweaty now, right? It's Georgia. I'm in the garage. There's no breeze. I'm sweating. I'm busting my ass. I got like grease all over my fingernails and on my knuckles
got
and stuff.
Got the black marks on you?
Yeah, man. Right? And she sees me struggling and she's like, okay, give me the tool. I'll try it. And I'm like, okay. Amanda weighs all of about 85 pounds, to be honest with you. So she starts trying to unscrew it, and I'm like, I'll tell you what, queen. If you can get this thing off, I will put a sign in the back of my truck that says, I couldn't get the Bronco doors off of my truck, so my girlfriend had to do it, right? All of a sudden, she found some superpower, because blink, blink, they were off.
No, shut up.
Stop. You're kidding.
Just like, no,
she was
on.
Like, I swear to you, I don't know what she was doing. She was using her feet. I couldn't even get my feet up there. She was using her feet to get these things unscrewed. Left door pops off. I help her with that. She goes on over to the right side. Same deal. She's struggling with it. Pops her foot up there. Gets the thing. Doors pop right off.
Nothing motivates a woman like an opportunity to embarrass her man.
No doubt. And I'm glad you brought that up.
No. The sign, the giant yellow neon sign that Bert is holding up says, "My girlfriend took the doors off my Bronco because I couldn't."
Yep. I couldn't in different color, just for emphasis.
So that goes on the back of my truck today because she is keeping me to my word for the next week.
Yay.
This is in the back of my Bronco.
I love it.
Why emasculate them for a day when you can do it a whole week?
The Bert Show.